And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. I mean, like saving the world one soundbite at a time. I got some text messages to catch up on. Let me see what I can do here. I got a few minutes because I ran long with my buddy Cliff Sims. By the way, I'm looking forward to checking out that book, and I would encourage you all to do the same. Cliff actually did start Yellowhammer News back in the day. He was the first one in the state to break the mold of what I would call the mainstream media outlets. They were still localized, like, you know, Trustful Tribune was still out there. You had locals, but in terms of something statewide, he was the very first one, in my opinion, to really go out there and grab it and give an alternative option for people who are conservative. Brand spanking new in the text line, Brian from Harvest is his name. He says, my name is Brian from Harvest. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. Oh, we're glad you're here. He says, Barron Trump drinks liberal tears. That's why he's 6'6", because they fertilize him with liberal tears. That's awesome. Brian, we're glad you're in here. And by the way, thanks for moving down to Alabama. Raven from Russellville says, improvise, adapt, overcome, story of my life. Yeah, I think he's talking about the book there, and I appreciate you, man. What else we got? Somebody brand new you just texted to. We don't know who they are right now. What are we looking at here? Oh,
Boy Scout.
Oh, I see it. Oh, yeah. The Boy Scout sign has fallen to the ground at outside of the Goodloe Scout Center. He said this is sort of just like almost like a metaphorical. Yeah, no doubt. Tell us who you are and where you're from so we can plug you in. It looks like it's a Huntsville number. It's an 882 number. I know that. Glenn from Madison says, what's the difference between the... Oh, here we go. See, here we go. Here we go. See, Butters opened up the whole lawyer joke thing. What's the difference between a dead lawyer in the road and a dead skunk in the road? There's skid marks before the skunk. LOL, Glenn from Huntsville. He says, Butters reminded me of this joke. Well, thank you, Glenn, for your input to today's show. Nofre from Lexington says... when Trump wins and when Republicans take House and Senate, Trump has got to go after these folks with real legitimate charges, no holds barred. Yeah, so here's the thing. Real and legitimate is a thing. I mean, if there's somebody out there who committed the crime, go for it. But if you start making it look like all you're doing is some kind of a persecution witch hunt, it is not going to go well. We've got to get this thing back to a place right now where the law, the rule of law, is the rule of law, not the rule of who happens to hold the law book in their hand at the time. And that's too often what we're seeing right now. I do not want to see us abuse the law, but I do want to see people have consequences for bad behavior, illegal behavior. How about that? Bob from Madison says, for Pete's sake, Hillary has gotten away with her emails in her server and Biden's gotten away with classified documents and they're doing this crap to Trump. You are not wrong, sir. John from Decatur says, instead of starting a new organization like Trail Life, why didn't those founders just take leadership positions in the national level of BSA to keep it on the right track? Well, they can't just walk in and take over the office, man. I think what they realized was the organization was just kind of done as they knew it. And they started to start one that was Christ-based. And then last one, brand spanking new, Randy from Huntsville. Quite a few outposts of Trail Life around the state. He's a commander in Outpost 48 in Huntsville at Rock Family Worship Center, where I have family that go. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one I'm talking about beautiful. They'll talk about Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. So I got to tell you who else covers a lot of ground. That would be our friends at Southern Immediate Care. You hear their ads playing, you hear me talk about them, and they're sponsoring our Right Side Way monologue at the beginning of every show. But listen, I got to tell you, Southern Immediate Care, this is who I use personally. No kidding. It is. And I do not use them because they advertise. I was using them well before and was just so impressed by, you know, every time I go in, it was like, you know, clean, professional, friendly. Well, they're all over the place, man. They're in like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham region. Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics that covers, you know, all these areas, open 7 days a week at every location. They will see all ages. I like to say pediatric to geriatric. They will. They'll see them all. If you get sick on a Saturday, do you wait till Monday? No, you just find the one closest to you and you head on down. Listen, Southern Immediate Care, one of our sponsors, great at what they do, actually owned by a right side ruffian, which does not hurt my feelings a bit. But in the meantime, if you get sick any time of the week, holler. Southern Immediate Care. They'll take care of you. By the way, I just got the heads up. So those of y'all that track this kind of thing, the legislative session is ongoing for the next few hours. I mean, literally, they're done. They're down to it. A couple things are happening. Down in the House, they've been pouting about that gambling bill like you would not believe. Jeff Poore posted on his Twitter feed a little while ago, like within the last hour, that big gambling is holding up the actual education budget. Like they are not letting the education budget go to final passage. There's only two things, by the way, that the legislature is required to do by Constitution. They're required to pass the general fund budget and they're required to pass the education budget. That's it. They could come in and do nothing else and go home and they will have met their constitutional obligations. But right now, what you're looking at is the Alabama House went into session at the beginning of this whole regular session. They went in, and the very first thing they wanted to do was deal with gambling. They didn't want to touch the budgets. They didn't want to give you tax relief. They didn't want to talk about school choice. They didn't want to protect kids from pornography in libraries. They wanted to pass a gambling bill, and it was a monstrosity. And we are now in the last hours of the session. I kid you not, we are in the last hours of this legislative session. And the gambling interests are helping to hold up the education budget in the House. They will not concur with it. If they concurred, they could all go home and the state would be done. But what I just heard, I had a phone call with somebody who's down there right now. What I just heard is that no fooling. Not only are they holding it up, but the House has sent word to the Senate, if you'll send us back that gambling bill you had again, we'll pass it this time. We'll do it right now. We'll concur. We'll do it. And the Senate caucus is actually meeting as we speak to decide if they're going to bring gambling back out to the floor in the final hours of the session. So what's the lesson here? The lesson here is if you show the world that passing the budgets doesn't matter near as much as passing casinos, you can get the Senate to cave. And I hope it doesn't happen. Because I've really been saying if they don't pass this, if they don't cave in and pass this friggin' monstrosity of a gambling bill, then this will wind up being a very conservative session. But if they tarnish their own image by saying, you know, they're down there, they won't let us go home because they won't pass the education budget. What will we do? Let's give them gambling, I guess. Friggin' call their bluff. They want to go home too. Just make them sit there till midnight. Hey, Senate, how about this? Go to dinner. Wait and see what the House will do. Come back in right before midnight. Adjourn, sine die, and call her done. If you let them do this to you, Senate, then you are nothing but a bunch of weak-kneed pansies. And I hope they find their chutzpah, because if they cave to this, you talk about disappointing. That would be awful. Listen, if you know your state senator, text them right now because they're in caucus. Text them right now. If you don't know your state senator, here's a number you can call and you can tell them what you think about it. 334-261-0800. That's the general number in the Alabama State Senate. You can call that, ask them to be directed to whatever office you're in, and just tell them to please get word to your senator you don't want that gambling bill to pass. They've only got hours to go. Just freaking go home, fellas. Call her done. That bill is not worth it. And we'll see. I don't know what they're going to do at this point. Do they have the votes? They didn't have them the other day. If they have them now, it's because somebody gave something to somebody. And I don't mean like a bribe. It's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is somebody got something they wanted legislative. You pass my bill, man, I'll help you out. You give me your votes on this thing, I'll help you out. If you'll be there for me during the next election, I'll help you out. You know, so we'll see. I'm hoping that the legacy of this session is not that, oh, look at that. In the waning hours, if you held the budget hostage, you got to go and like see gambling passed. That would be just an epic fail on their part. You know where I stand on it. I'm beyond that. I got a couple of text messages. I don't think I'm going to get that dipper, man. I don't know what's going to, it looks like this is going to be a one dipper day, but it was a good one though. Mr. Hill from Pumpkin Center says, what's the difference between Hillary and a catfish? One's a bottom-dwelling scum sucker. The other's a fish. That's awful. That is awful you would say that on my show. I got a brand new texter who says his name is Byron from Huntsville. So Big Rig, if you plug him back in when you get a chance, Byron from Huntsville. He says, spent 30 years volunteering in every role to support the Boy Scouts of America troops in Huntsville, Alabama, and Titusville, Florida. Both my sons are Eagle Scouts. Glad of it, man. And by the way, thank you for that. Thank you for raising your boys in that way. Thank you for being involved in their life. And blessings on them. And I hope the Scouts find their way sometime soon. The lovely Charlene just texted me and reminded me that I said call down there and then I forgot to give the number. So the number is 334-261-0800. Maybe I did say it. She says, say it again. Okay, so here's the number, 334-261-0800. If you don't know for a fact who your state senator is, on the Right Side Radio website, go to rightsideradio.org. You can go down to the bottom of the page, and it has a thing that says, basically, find your elected official, I believe is what it says. Yeah, click here to find your Alabama elected state elected officials. You can find your state senator, I believe, by typing in your zip code. It'll tell you who is yours. And then just call down that number, 334-261-0800. Tell them how you feel, one way or the other, for that matter. But I'm hoping you're opposed to this gambling monstrosity. Why would they do this? I mean, think about it. It's not a clean lottery bill. It's a reward for all the bad actors. This bill would put like 10 casinos around the state. It's unreal. Do we really need 10 casinos around the state with all the trappings that they bring, all the corruption, all the social ills that they bring? I watched the other day on social media. Do you know that some of these electronic slot machines now have ATMs built into them, so you can actually put your card in, and when you run out of money for the machine, you can do it right there on the screen, and has money transferred directly from your ATM into the machine.
I would never trust that.
I wouldn't trust it either. But all they're doing is feeding the addiction.
Yeah,
man, I was so close. I bet if I get. All right, I'm gonna take another $300 out of the account. Okay, you're not buying groceries, but okay. Allie from Athens has texted in and says, "Dang, Colonel, you are on fire." Well, I feel a little passion about it, my friend. A little passion. Ken from Harvest says, "Oh, here we go." He said, "What's black and brown? Looks good on a lawyer. A Rottweiler." That is awful that you'd say that to me, Ken. Awful. I do not appreciate it. I'm finding it hard to appreciate you right now. That is awful. Dang, a Rottweiler. All right, listen. Apparently, I'm not going to get these dippers. I got two great dippers. I got two dippers sitting right here. One of them's got audio track. I tell you what. We come back, we might play that audio anyway because it's worth the fun of hearing what happens when you raise children with participation trophies and they think that Boy Scouts is for transgenders. That's the kind of society that raises the kids like what we might play in that audio track. But yeah, anyway, I've got people texting me right now. The Senate number, I'll just keep saying it, 334-261-0800. That's 334-261-0800. The point is, they are in caucus, I'm told, right now. And they may be considering whether or not to come back out and in the final hours accept the fact that the House held the budget hostage, asking for a chance to do a redo on gambling. Tyler from Huntsville just texted in and says, "So what happens if the budget isn't passed by midnight?" They have no choice but to come back in for special session at that point. Special session is when the governor calls them in for a limited purpose. And if they don't pass, they have to have the budget in place before the fiscal year starts in October 1. So they can come back in June, come back in July. They have time to get it done, but they shouldn't have to. Speaking of which, when they do that, there's a great deal of cost to the state to bring people in for special session. It's not like they're down there all the time. There's per diem. There's all the legislative staff. There's the different things that happen to the building. There's all kinds of things that create additional costs. So if they don't do this, then they're spending your money to try and get to gambling and then not doing what they're constitutionally required to do, which is pass the budgets. It's a mess. All right, listen, man, we'll take a break right now. We'll take the break. We'll come right back and wrap this thing up for the day. Phil Williams on a Turbo Thursday. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, lie making common sense like a superpower. Hey, don't let up, by the way. I was just texting with some people and proud to say that it does not appear they have the votes in the Senate, but it's not clear. In fact, one of them is trying to call me right now, and I wish I could take the call, but I can't. Listen, it's a nut roll down there. By the way, Brandy from Owens Crossroads texted in, said that number, 334-261-0800. It's going straight to voicemail. When she tried, I said it's probably because it's being overloaded. I mean, real people have to answer those phones. And so there's these sweet two ladies that are the central hub for the main phone system. Unless you have the direct line number to somebody's office, when you call in, they're the only ones who can answer and patch you through. So just be aware. 334-261-0800. JT Lacey Springs says, it's been a good Turbo Thursday. Looking forward to Fabulous Friday. Said the last day in Montgomery, a.k.a. Monkey Town, has become jackassery. It's not yet, bro. We're hoping it doesn't turn into jackassery. My granddaddy used to call it Monkey Town. And then Ken from Harvest said, would it make you feel better to know that I called Senator Butler's office after I sent you that lawyer joke? Yes, it would. You're back on my Christmas list. So thank you, Ken from Harvest. Hey, listen, we did this whole thing. You got that audio clip, bud? All right. So Big Rig's got an audio clip for me. It's pretty interesting that where we are right now in society. Do not forget there are good, solid, salt of the earth. Next generation kids, male and female, who are the kind that you would look at and go, I take heart knowing that they are the next upcoming generation. And then there's those. Then there's those that you look at and go, oh, bless their hearts. So I have this whole dipper that I'm not going to get to right now. I'll try and get to it tomorrow. But I have this whole dipper laid on about demanding demands. Kids that are demanding that their demands be heard, and they're making demands that are so important you've got to listen to them. They're demanding their demands be heard, and their demands are really kind of silly. There's a group of them right now that are going through a hunger strike at one of the campuses. It's a hunger strike, and you can just look at them. You almost feel sad looking at them. No, I'll just leave it at that. You just kind of feel sad looking at them. You just look at them and go, oh, bless their hearts. And they came out to talk about their hunger strike. Now, I don't know about y'all. Some of y'all out there have experienced long periods of time, either in fasting or, you know, military training. Or, I mean, I've gone. I've gone for, you know, a week without eating. I've done, you know, fast where I have done no solid food at all for weeks at a time, and it's just a thing. And then, there's also periods of time where I've had nothing to eat, period. And I get it. You get hungry, but you don't get pitiful. And I have this audio clip. And I don't know if you can hear it because there's a lot going on and they're beating their drums and stuff. But they came out, and I think this is at Columbia University, or it might have been at MIT. I'm not sure. Do you see which one it is, Big Rig? You see what campus it is on the post?
Princeton.
Is it Princeton? Ah, it's at Princeton. Even better. Ivy League. Princeton. Bless their hearts. Play it.
This is absolutely unfair.
It's unfair.
My peers and I, we are starving.
We are starving.
We are physically exhausted. I am quite literally shaking right now, as you can see. We are both cold and hot at the same time. We are all immunocompromised.
We're all immunocompromised. Stop it for a second. Stop. Stop. This is awful. I don't know if I want to retch or laugh.
But didn't they put themselves in this situation?
Yes. That's the point. We are literally starving. And we are all immunocompromised.
Take a break.
Who does that?
Go get you a burger.
I know, man. Have a sandwich. But who does that? Who gets out there? By the way, you can look at them and tell them a few of them haven't missed their sandwiches. You know what I'm saying? But you look at them and think, if you're going to start a hunger strike, you then don't go out and portray yourself as pitiful. And, oh, by the way, how about not trying to go down the road of, and we're all immunocompromised. What, are you going to catch a cold now because you're on a hunger strike? See if you can play anymore. What else is in there?
Love to continue physically weakening us because they can't stand to say no to unjust murder.
Stop. Stop it again. Stop right now. So what you just heard was they're not going to stop weakening us. I got news. Nobody asked you to stop eating. You decided to go ahead and try this hunger strike thing, and apparently you can't hang. You know, the human body can go without food for like 30 days or more. The human body can't go without water for more than 3 to 4 days. You've got to have fluids. They are nowhere near the problem zone when it comes to food. And I'm pretty sure a few of them could live off the fat of the land. Just saying. But they are literally out there standing in solidarity with the abuse they feel because people don't understand that they are now immunocompromised because they haven't eaten food in 4 days. And one of them's really shaking. She's shaking. She's so hungry. We're starving. We're literally starving. It's the most pitiful thing I've ever seen in my life. And here's the deal. I will pay money. I kid you not. I will pay money for the dude, any dude, who strolls on up with a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken and stands there just slopping down a drumstick and laughing at them while they talk about how hungry they are. Please, if somebody would do that, it would make me a happy man. Post it on YouTube. I will start a GoFundMe site to pay for that chicken. That needs to happen. Anyway, I have a whole dipper on stuff like that. Demanding demands. All right, listen, we got all kinds of things happening. Glenn from Bluntsville says, boo-hoo. Brad from Laredo, Tennessee says, I would sit directly in front of that protest with the biggest hamburger or cheeseburger with fries and a milkshake that I could find. It's enjoyed in plain view. That's what I'm talking about. And then Tyler of Huntsville says, just go out there and start grilling. You guys are an amazing audience. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow.